Morning. Welcome to Friday Morning Podcasts. My name is Jeremy Connell, and I'm just blessed to be with you here with you this morning. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and we thank you so much for these devotions each morning. We thank you so much for this podcast. God, I pray that you'd speak to those who are listening and watching. God, and I just pray that your word would just go into their hearts. God, I thank you that we have these things that we can just meet. We can just read your word, God. We can pray, God, and you speak to us through that. I thank you for that, God. I thank you for this day. Go before us, we pray. Amen. All right. My question for you today is, who do you align with when spiritual warfare happens or hard time comes? Who do you align yourself with? Today we're going to look at 2 Chronicles 18. It's the story of Jehoshaphat. We're going to specifically look at Jehoshaphat. He's a king of Judah, and the Bible declares that the Lord was with him. He was a good king. Sometimes when we're reading the Chronicles, it kind of gets like a broken record, right? This was the king of Israel. He did evil on the side of the Lord. He reigned this long. This was the king of Judah. He did evil on the side of the Lord. He reigned this long. And it's like, it seems like there's no good kings after David. But Jehoshaphat, who was the king of Judah, the Bible declares, was good. He did follow after his father David. Let's prove that. Before we get into 2 Chronicles 18, let's look at 2 Chronicles 17. We're just going to read a few verses that start at the start of Jehoshaphat's reign. 2 Chronicles 17:1. Then Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his place and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed troops in all fortified cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. Now the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the former ways of his father David. He did not seek the Baals, but sought the God of his father and walked in his commandments and not according to the acts of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah gave presents to Jehoshaphat, and he had riches and honor in abundance, and his heart took delight in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he removed the high places and the wooden images from Judah. This was a man that followed after his father David. So, today we're going to read a story where he aligns himself in a bad way. He aligns himself with Ahab, the king of Israel, who is known in the Bible as an evil king, who is a king that does evil. So let's read it. We're going to read in 2 Chronicles 18. Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and by marriage he allied himself with Ahab. After some years he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him and the people who were with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. So Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "Will you go with me against Ramoth-Gilead?" And he answered him, "I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in the war." Also Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please inquire for the word of the Lord today." Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, "Shall we go to war against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I refrain?" So they said, "Go up, for God will deliver you into the king's hand." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him?" I love the discernment of Jehoshaphat there. So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is still one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, because he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah." And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say such things." Then the king of Israel called one of his officers and said, "Bring Micaiah the son of Imlah quickly." The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, clothed in their robes, sat each on his throne, and they sat at the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. Now Zedekiah the son of Shenaah had made horns of iron for himself, and he said, "Thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Syrians until they are destroyed." And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, "Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the king's hand." Then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king. Therefore, please let your word be like the word of the one and speak encouragement. Just say what we're saying, man. And Micaiah said, as the Lord lives, whatever God says, that's what I will speak. Then he came to the king, and the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I refrain? And he, Micaiah, said, go and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. So the king said to him, how many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains and as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let each return to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? Then Micaiah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and his left. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab, king of Israel, to go up, that he may fall at Ramoth-Gilead? So one spoke in this manner, and another spoke in this manner. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. The Lord said to him, in what way? So he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so. Therefore, look, the Lord put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you. Then Zedekiah, the son of Shenaz, went near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way did the spirit of the Lord go from me to speak to you? And Micaiah said, indeed, you shall see that on the day when you go into an inner chamber to hide. Then the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and return him to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus says the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with the bread of affliction and the water of affliction until I return in peace. But Micaiah said, if you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken to me. And he said, take heed, all you people. So an interesting story. Micaiah, and this might become one of my favorite prophets, kind of a sarcastic dude. But in this story, Jehoshaphat, the good king, aligns himself with an evil king, and the evil king uses him. So the question remains the same. Who do you align yourself with when spiritual warfare is at the door? I think sometimes in hard stuff, we really lean on stupid things, right? We go back to that sin that's always comforted us. We lean on people who aren't looking out for the best, people who aren't following God and want to see the best of God in us. It's so important that we align ourselves with the saints of God, people who are there to edify us, to build us up in the ways of the Lord. We can't align ourselves with people that will not do that. So if we continue in this story, Ahab convinces Jehoshaphat to dress in his kingly armor so he looks like the king, while Ahab dresses as a common soldier. They go to war. The enemy's soldiers have been given a directive that says you won't fight anybody but the king. So they see Jehoshaphat and they think it's King Ahab, so they go after him and they're circling him about to kill him. And he cries out to God, he says, God, right in the middle of this, and God saves him because he was a righteous man, because he followed God. He made a bad choice, but he calls out to God and God saves him. The enemy's soldiers see that it's not him and they relent. Ahab ends up dying from a random arrow. He's riding in his chariot, doesn't look like a king. A random arrow hits him, and when the battle is over, he's dead. So what Micaiah had said the whole time was true. We all go through hard times, and I know that it's not easy, but God uses those hard times. God uses these battles to shape us and mold us into who he wants us to be. Like I said, we have to be careful. Like Jehoshaphat, we can't align ourselves with the people who do not want what God wants for us. They need to be like-minded saints who want nothing more than to see us grow in the Lord. We need to read the Bible and pray on a daily basis so we know who those people are. We need to fellowship with the saints and be still and listen to what God is saying. So no matter what you're going through, God is the best ally we can have. and his saints, and with God and his saints, nothing is impossible. So today, when you get a chance, thank God for the people in your life, those saints of God that are there building you up, edifying you, maybe keeping you accountable in the ways of the Lord. Thank God for those people. But then also just be aware of the people that aren't that, the people that might lead you down a different path. Thank you.